Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 5 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Tuesday, the 15th of October. We have August UK labour market data due out, which, let us not forget, has come packed full of data quality concerns from the Office for National Statistics, no less. Nevertheless, the UK labour market is not especially concerning. Employment is not acting as a constraint on consumers' willingness to spend. Average earnings figures may be a focus, but the standard caveat needs to be reiterated. Average earnings are not the same thing as wage growth. With the rise of flexible working, there has been an increase in people moving into higher paid jobs in several economies, once they've been freed from geographic constraints. This raises average earnings in an economy, but it does not necessarily raise wages, and it should also increase productivity. From the glittering wonder that is the euro, we have final consumer price data for September from several economies. This is almost never revised from the initial data, and so will be overlooked by investors. German wholesale prices may get a little attention, but what investors are more likely to focus on is the European Central Bank's bank lending survey. This is survey evidence, of course, but it's a survey of the banking system by the banking system's regulator, which perhaps means that there is a little bit more attention paid to the answers. There are other surveys scheduled today, the German ZEW Business Sentiment Poll, the Empire State Survey in the States, and the New York Federal Reserve's one-year inflation expectations poll. The US data is particularly problematic as it likely falls victim to the rise of political polarization. Even views on inflation are now divided by party affiliation. For instance, a majority of surveyed Republican voters now also believe that equities are down on this year and the economy has lost jobs this year when, of course, neither objectively are true. This distorts the overall value of any US survey evidence at the moment. US Federal Reserve Governor Waller was sounding disappointed with the recent consumer price inflation data, which is a rather weird response to disinflation. Perhaps Waller is a big fan of eggs, in which case he has much to be disappointed about. Waller described the progress on inflation as uneven. This all rather depends on what you think inflation actually is. The trend of prices, broadly speaking, is clearly disinflationary. In amongst that trend, however, there are individual prices that are doing their own thing, either because of market specifics, as with eggs, or because they're fantasy prices, as with owner's equivalent rent. However, a price aberration is not inflation. Inflation is supposed to be a general change in price levels, reflecting the broader supply and demand balance in the economy. It's not about a specific market's price. Waller, of course, has a vote on the FOMC and was sounding cautious about the path of future rate cuts. But distinguishing general broad price changes from very narrow price changes may become increasingly important. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.